From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A senior Iranian Revolutionary Guards commander has been killed in Syria. General Hossein Hamedani was killed by Islamic State fighters earlier this week while advising Syrian troops in the northern region of Aleppo. While Syrian government forces, backed by personnel from Iran and Lebanon's Hezbollah Shiite militia and Russia, have launched an offensive against rebels in central Syria, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported that the Islamic State militants seized villages from rebel groups outside Aleppo. Shiite Iran is a key regional ally of Syria. It has provided military and political support for President Bashar al-Assad. The Obama administration says it will pause a $500 million Pentagon-led program to train and equip Syrian rebels. Carla Babb has details.
The program will shift away from vetting moderate Syrian rebels and plucking them off the battlefield for training. The Pentagon will use a small training center in Turkey to teach these leaders skills, including how to call in airstrikes. Brad McGurk, the White House envoy to the Anti-Islamic State Coalition, says the program will also work to better equip and provide air support to trusted units on the front lines in Syria.
Is it best to take those guys out and put them through training programs for many weeks, or to keep them on the line fighting and to give them additional enablers and support? I think the latter is the right answer, and that's what we're going to be doing.
The Train and Equip program had only trained a few dozen fighters, much less than the original goal of thousands. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said Friday he, quote, wasn't happy with the early efforts of the program. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama met privately Friday with the families of eight students and one teacher gunned down at an Oregon community college last week. After the meeting, Mr. Obama said the country will have to figure out how to stop things like this from happening.
You know, I've got some very strong feelings about this because when you talk to these families, you're reminded that this could be happening to your child, or your mom, or your dad, or your relative, or your friend.
A crowd of pro-gun protesters greeted the president when he arrived in Oregon. Mr. Obama has been calling for stronger gun control laws in the aftermath of the shootings. The UN Security Council, that is, has given the go-ahead to a European Union military operation targeting human traffickers and smugglers in international waters near Libya. From the UN, Margaret Bashir reports.
The European operation, called Sophia after a migrant baby, began Wednesday but received near unanimous council backing on Friday. Only Venezuela broke the consensus, abstaining in the vote. Under the British-drafted resolution, European naval forces are authorized for 1 year to stop and search vessels in international waters off the coast of Libya that they suspect of smuggling migrants and refugees. They may also seize and dispose of empty boats to make it harder for criminal networks to repeat their illicit activities. Refugees and migrants found on the boats will be taken to safety in Europe, while smugglers will be prosecuted. Nearly 3,000 people have died making the perilous journey, while thousands more have been abused, beaten, exploited, and abandoned at sea by smugglers and traffickers. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
A week of violence between Israelis and Palestinians spread to the Gaza Strip Friday, with Israeli soldiers killing six Palestinians in border clashes, and the Palestinian militant group Hamas calling for more unrest. Hundreds of Palestinians advanced on the Gaza border during a demonstration. They threw rocks and rolled burning tires toward Israeli soldiers stationed on the other side. The Israeli military said its soldiers opened fire on the main instigators to stop their advance. Palestinian medics say that at least 50 people were wounded. Tensions between the two sides have been growing over the East Jerusalem holy site revered by Muslims as the Al-Aqsa Mosque and by Jews as the Temple Mount. And the 2015 Nobel Peace Prize was awarded to the Tunisian National Dialogue Quartet for its decisive contribution to the building of a pluralistic democracy in Tunisia in the wake of the Jasmine Revolution of 2011. The Nobel Prize Committee announced the decision in Oslo on Friday. I'm David Byrd reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.